This is Ozarks at Large. In April 1928, a Fayetteville police officer named Lem McPherson was shot to death while on duty near the intersection of Willow and Center Streets, near an area of the city that was home for many of the town's African-American population. The episode had nearly been forgotten until a few years ago when J.B. Hogan wrote an article for Flashback, the publication of the Washington County Historical Society titled Tragedy in Tin Cup. Sergeant Craig Stout of the Fayetteville Police Department says that research told the story of Lem McPherson.
He was shot and killed in the line of duty on April 28, 1928 by a gentleman by the name of Eb Williams, who is a local bootlegger. This was a little piece of history that we never knew anything about. You know, we like to pride ourselves as police officers that we never forget the fallen, but this is a case where it hit truly that, to our knowledge, no one knew about. As in our conversations with the family, they kind of told us that they were aware of it but didn't realize the extent. Mr. Hogan did a little short story about this incident titled Tragedy in Tin Cup, brought it to us. Well, at the time, we were not able to, you know, we knew that he was buried in Oak Cemetery, and another officer and I, we went to Oak Cemetery and were trying to figure out exactly where it was at. There was no marked grave that we could find, so we started working with some of the local community leaders trying to identify which was his gravesite. After, you know, making a lot of effort, we were actually able to get in touch with one of our local community leaders, Jesse Bryant, who was familiar with that, put us in contact with some of the family members, and through, you know, all these efforts, we were able to identify which, you know, grave was Lem McPherson's grave. When we got there was just a small stone, no inscription, you know, nothing like that. And that's whenever we really started coming up with the idea of, you know, the man gave his life in the line of duty, and, you know, we really need to honor him a little more than that.
Sergeant Craig Stout says Police Chief Craig Tabor authorized some initial police funds, and the department approached a local funeral home, Nelson Berna, to help create a headstone for McPherson's grave. Sergeant Stout says the business waived costs for inscription of the stone, and it was placed at the gravesite a few weeks ago. It is surprising that the details of the fatal shooting of a Fayetteville police officer, perhaps the first ever African-American officer in city history, could disappear from collective memory.
It really was. To our knowledge, we've only ever had two officers killed in the line of duty. One was back in 1881, and then Patrolman McPherson. And again, it's, you know, given the time frame, I mean, whenever the story came to light, a lot of people were even shocked that Fayetteville even had a black police officer back in 1928. We unfortunately don't have a lot of clear records from that time frame. The only document that we can find within the city is some city council minutes from that, where the city council agreed to pay for Patrolman McPherson's death, talking about him being a police officer. But, I mean, it is very possible that he was the very first black police officer in the city of Fayetteville, but we just don't know for sure.
J.B. Hogan's research into the event that happened more than eight decades ago reveals a Fayetteville that is somewhat familiar. The manhunt for the killer takes officers to several places still very much part of the city's present. But a reader will easily note differences in 1928 and 2012. But readers will easily note differences in 1928 and 2012. After Everett Williams eventually turns himself in, after two dramatic escapes from authorities, his trial takes place less than a month after the fatal shooting. Again, Sergeant Craig Stout.
I think that definitely gives the term, you know, right to a speedy trial, a new perspective. Again, we think of that of, you know, we have to take them to trial just for a misdemeanor class within a year. I mean, there are a few circumstances, but this was a very speedy trial. And again, something in this day and age is definitely unheard of.
When you read that account, again, from newspaper articles, there was a manhunt, quite a manhunt going on, using both police cars and patrolman officers on foot. Could you identify at all with what the 1928 Fayetteville police in the manhunt were going through? Did it ring at all similar to something that might happen in 2012?
It's very possible. I mean, there's a lot of police work hasn't necessarily changed. I mean, they were actively looking for this person. They were chasing down tips, and then what typically happens, this person came and turned himself in. Again, very similar to what would happen in this day and age. While we don't have a photograph of Patrolman McPherson, some of the people who were involved in those, we have some pictures of these people, you know, hanging on our our walls at the Fayetteville Police Department. So, again, it brings a little bit of the history a little bit more to life when you can look at the person and go, huh, well, that was Slim Burleson. We know who that person is, and he was actively involved in that manhunt.
Sergeant Stout says all of the work on securing a proper headstone for Patrolman McPherson was done in conjunction with his descendants.
The family was aware of the story, but even as we were able to make contact, they didn't realize the scope because some of that had maybe got lost down, you know, over the years. But they were aware that he was shot and killed in the line of duty, but they didn't realize exactly what had transpired. And then we were able to provide them with the information from Mr. Hogan. And again, for them, it is, you know, a little piece of family history that maybe gets brought to life that they may not have known about, but now it's something that they can take quite a bit of family pride in.
Everett Williams was found guilty and sentenced to 21 years in the Arkansas Penitentiary for shooting Officer McPherson. Patrolman McPherson's name has also been submitted by the Fayetteville Police Department for inclusion on the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C. Officer McPherson will be receiving the Fayetteville Police Department Blue Star Award posthumously at an award ceremony this weekend. His great-grandson is expected to be on hand to receive that award. And a link to the article written by J.B. Hogan for Flashback about the events of April and May 1928 can be found on our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.